Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from Venezia 74, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director S. Craig Zahler and actors Vince Vaughn and Jennifer Carpenter. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So I know we got
how do you want to do this?
We'll see.
I can just keep it oscillating.
I'll try and give you hints for my questions.
Okay.
Actually, the first one is for the director himself, because you're here presenting a film called Brawl in Cell Block 99.
Indeed.
We're done with this. And so I'd just like for you to tell our listeners a little bit about the movie. Just introduce it and tell us as much as you'd like about it.
So it's a story of a guy named Bradley Thomas who works for a repair garage. And in the opening scene, you see him lose his job. And then he goes home and discovers his wife, Lauren Thomas, played by Jennifer Carpenter, home at a time when she shouldn't be. And he grows suspicious and learns that there has been an affair. And Bradley Thomas has a lot of violence in him and deals with the situation in an atypical way. And sort of after this, they bring the relationship back together. And Bradley, who's a religious man and has a conscience, kind of pushes all that down to win himself a better life, and he becomes a drug courier. And the story is the movie, the consequences of that choice, and a person who was never comfortable in that role, but is put in even more uncomfortable situations as a result of that choice.
Very good. I thought it was like a reverse Count of Monte Cristo tale. That was very interesting.
Hmm.
And we're going to talk a little bit more about some of those aspects. But Vince, I wanted to ask you, you kick some serious ass in this film, and you also visit your dark side in this movie. Is that fun to do, you know, to get to play a character like that?
You know, this character was a lot of fun for those reasons. The physicality was challenging.
Yeah.
But, you know, kind of exciting and fun when you have something like that in front of you. It gives you an excuse to kind of prepare for it. So that's exciting. And then the character work, it's really just really well-crafted, well-written material. So it's nice, you know, to connect to somebody at those points in their life where they're facing extreme decisions.
Yeah.
I really like the relationship stuff. There's a kindness there between the two of them. You know, even with the infidelity, not to give away too much, but kind of won me over the choice that the character makes to kind of come closer after talking.
Yeah, that's what I noticed about this film. There's a lot of realism that it comes out of. So you used that. You connected with that as well.
Yeah, I thought it to be, you know, for lack of a better word, just very mature. It was kind of a wiser, older choice in some ways of where they were. Not the drug courier stuff, obviously, but the relationship stuff was. So that was cool. I enjoyed that.
Absolutely. Well, Jennifer, what about you? How did you connect with the character? How could you relate to your character?
Connect with the character. I agree with everything that you said. You know, it's in a weird way. There's a part of it that I'm in the dark about. Like, I wasn't there for any of the action scenes. I haven't seen it yet, so it's that part of it only exists in my mind. But it. You know, they're two people who are both hurting. They met in recovery. So I think that in recovery, you learn how to communicate, you learn how to talk, and you learn how to forgive. So it was interesting to sort of test those strengths on screen with him. And I think in our first read-through, we were sitting in what was Craig's office at the time. And when we started for that scene without putting anything into it, it just was already cooking. And I think that's when the history that I had written sort of became very, very full, because you showed up completely, and then I knew I could as well.
Yeah, that's right, because actually you mentioned earlier that your role was particularly physical, so I'm just wondering how you prepared for the physical stuff.
You know, I had done some physical. I competed in wrestling as a kid, and I also boxed a little bit for a long period of time. But so I had that, and so I just sort of... You know, but then you have to kind of rearrange it for the fight sequences, because how I was sort of trained was different than what would look good on camera. So there was an adjustment made based on the eye of the director, as well as, you know, developing a fight cell, I guess, for Bradley. But I just tried to come in, you know, kind of in a shape that would be right for the character, and then also a comfortability with punching and moving, so that I knew that it would be almost like a choreographed dance, if you would, you know, more than anything. So I kind of came in, you know, feeling good, slipping punches and throwing punches, so that you're kind of loose, and then you kind of fit into what the design of the scenes were.
Yeah.
And the truth was, it was fun. You know, It was fun. I mean,
dangerous.
It was dangerous. I mean, what was interesting was you would have a long day to shoot, and we had to get it in one. Yeah. Like, there wasn't going to be a lot of coverage. So you really had to, it was like jumping off a cliff. You had to just go and hope that all the pieces in the band were kind of playing at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I absolutely agree. You mentioned choreographed dance. The best fight sequences feel like that. They have that kind of grace, but look very confident on screen. I wanted to ask the director a question now. One of the reasons why I mentioned, and thank you very much for the microphone thing, because one of the reasons why I mentioned Count of Monte Cristo is because Count of Monte Cristo is a big book. But the another reason is because in this film, there's a beginning, a middle, and an end. And you get to really experience that. You get to feel for the story before it even gets to, you know, where it should get. Like, you know, you realize that he goes to prison and then, you know, he has a mission. He becomes a man on a mission. Is it rare to get to do that for this type of film? And do you appreciate getting the chance to do
it? It's interesting. I think this is the reason that people talk about Bone Tomahawk in terms of it being a genre hybrid, and we'll talk about this movie in the same way as a genre hybrid. And I don't see them as either, but I know why people would describe both of them as that. And it's just spending the time to do those things. And a quiet scene, and it's tough to talk about in too much detail because I don't want to give anything away.
Sure.
But there are two dramatic scenes in particular with Jennifer and Vince where, you know, where I just look at them, I'm like, oh, this is why I should make movies as opposed to just write books and make metal albums and do all that sort of stuff, because it was everything I wrote, but then all of the moments in between in an amount of nuance that even a very deft writer couldn't quite capture, and so much subtlety and just like the most minute facial expressions that come with stuff layered in. And so I care about that stuff as much as I care about snapping limbs or doing something like that, and I spend an equal amount of time trying to get both of these things right. And yeah. I think, you know, it's one of the things, and I've heard it with Bone Tomahawk, mm-hmm. and I'm sure I'll hear it with this, and I don't take offense. Everybody enjoys pieces in their own way, where it's like a slow burn or build up for this payoff. But to me, there's payoff right away when you're in the first drama scenes, and you know, the first few scenes with Lauren and Bradley, their characters together, like the sense of history and these people really having a relationship, and to me that's something like I see it in a good Cassavetes movie,
yeah.
And I see it as, but I'm not seeing it in even just straight dramas, like believing that these people have the history and they spend a lot of time together,
yeah.
And happen to connect really well, you know, as peers and as individuals. But that's just on screen, and to me those little moments are just as important as like how to cut a guy in half.
Well, so in other words, though, you do believe that there are things that can only be done with cinema, with the moving image, that you can't do in writing. And
For sure. And there are strengths to all this. I mean, yeah. Writing is a tool to build the world in the mind of the reader. And the only reason I would deal with all of the horrors of film production, which Vince and I have suffered through a lot and are currently suffering through, is we're still in the middle of our new movie, and which includes Jennifer as well.
There you
and,
go.
It's because of that stuff that you can capture. And again, unless every line of dialogue was followed by a paragraph of description, and my books are pretty descriptive, you couldn't convey all of the stuff,
yeah.
that you have in the drama scenes between them. And that's why you do this, and why when you find performers like this, why they're both in my third movie, and we're already talking about the roles that they have in my fourth one.
Can you tell us a little bit about it?
the third movie?
Yeah, I'm kind of curious.
The third movie has, the basic setup is two cops who are a little bit behind the times, let's say, are rough with a suspect, and it's caught on video. Uh-huh. And that video becomes a thing in the news, and they are suspended and need to figure out how they can take care of their families.
Very good. So I guess, yeah, that's all the time that we have. But it was a great pleasure.
Nice talking to you.
Absolutely great pleasure. Great
Thanks.
Movie. And I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
And this is Fred Film Radio. Yeah, this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.